Welcome to John Tay's Parlay, where you can bet on any sports game you want. You could even bet up to $80,000 on your motherfucking career. And next thing you know, you're out of a job. Even the Raptors are firing your stupid ass. Why would you bet on yourself? God damn. Welcome back to the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptors Podcast. And we are your hosts. I'm El Hoopo, that's Max P, and that's A-Rod. And together we form like Voltron and come together to make the most meanest, baddest Toronto Raptors podcast on the internet. So one, two, three, let's go. What's going on, boys? Yeah. Was I too hard on Jonte there?
Nah, bro. They say always bet on yourself, but not like that, homie. Not like that.
Not like that. John Tay's Parlay. Oh, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800. Man, we've been on this gambling thing that it's an issue all year. We've been talking about this all year.
It was crazy.
It's bound to happen, man. Listen, Jonte is just, all I'm going to say is if Jonte did it, the only reason he did it is because the Raptors season is so shitty right now. This man needed some excitement in his life.
Wow.
So he's just like, listen, man, I'm going to hit the under on everything, put together a little five-game or five-play, same-game parlay, little five-play bet builder thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a nice little bankroll on myself, right?
$1.2 million on 80K, bro, right? He subs himself out, says he had a headache.
Yeah, and apparently word on the street now is he's been betting on his brother as well, too.
No.
Yes.
No.
So they they got some slips that show that he bet a lot of Michael Porter Jr. unders. And I'm telling you, listen, I don't know if you guys have been following stats with Michael Porter Jr., but the joke on the street and in Fantasyland was that this man was a black hole.
Yeah,
he used to have zero assists for like games on ends,
and now it's
I had him last year. That's true.
So and now it's pretty clear that there was some funny business going on.
It could be, man. I mean, listen,
when you're like consistently a black hole, what is that? You're out here getting caught on some under betting on the under. Like, what? Come on, now.
Yeah,
what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yikes. Two brothers betting on themselves.
Look, man, this is Southern Ontario. We have a place called Niagara Falls. You get you a nice little pretty girl. You get you a quick little limo service, car service.
What's that
service
club called?
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
You get you a car service out there to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? You have a good time.
Yeah.
And you come back.
Hill. What's the hill called in Niagara Falls?
Clifton Hill.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you go get some cotton candy at Clifton Hill. Go to the wax museum. Tell your girl, listen, I'll be back in 20 minutes. You take a taxi to Sundowners and you're good to go, man.
Sundowners, good lord. I almost bought a full velvet piece, full head-to-top velvet piece.
Like, do
red.
Some real gambling, like those guys in Ocean's 11. You know, play some cards. Get to know the dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
Get suited up, you know?
John Tay's Parlay.
You are here betting like some fiend in the alleyway. Oh, man.
Unbelievable. When I heard that news, I even told my lady. My lady's super smart. Like, she runs this business she's in, yada, yada. She just looked at me crazy. Like, she doesn't listen to me often, but when I do say something crazy, she looked at me, she goes, huh? He's so stupid. He is, man. Like, he didn't cut. You know, he didn't dot his I's and cross his T's and cover his
tracks. You ever see the guy from Goodfellas? The character that Ray Liotta played, the real dude.
Yeah.
You ever see him talk about how they used to press the athletes?
Man,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Who knows what's going on, right? Well, let's get into the latest game. And Jonte, I mean, maybe I was a little hard on you there, but young man, you need to grow up and know how to walk backwards in the snow so they think you're going that way. You know what I'm saying? Raptors and Knicks yesterday. This was an absolute, I was going to say a really terrible word there, but I'm not going to say it. It was the Knicks 145, Raptors 101. Just an absolute obliteration. It was embarrassing. Max P, give me, or A-Rod, give me your synopsis, your rundown, your one word.
I don't even know what to say, man. I'm gonna say I usually use expected, but I'm not gonna say expected, man. I'm gonna say courteous. Courteous, right?
Okay.
Because what we're doing right now is we're being so generous and so welcoming to all these teams by allowing fucking randoms to go off, like Miles McBride.
I was just gonna say Miles McBride.
Like,
it's a Toronto tradition, baby.
It's Toronto tradition. I mean, listen, man, Miles McBride been playing 40 plus minutes the last 10 games
because of OG. Yep.
Yeah, and Thibodeau, you know how he rolls.
Yep.
You know,
40 plus.
Miles McBride. Miles McBride was decent in college at West Virginia. He was good.
Yep.
He was not this good.
Career high good. No.
Yeah. He wasn't career high in the first quarter good.
Mm.
But this is a Raptors time honored tradition, man. So it doesn't even matter who they got on the court. And now that Agbaji hurt his hip and he looks to be done for the season, my guess is the next game, whoever we play, is 170 to 110. Maybe if we make 110, I don't know. Like
170 to 110.
This is a
forfeit
team,
the rest of the year, man. He's a forfeit. Forfeit.
Yeah.
All right. Courteous. Oh, that hurts. Max P, what do you got? Can you knock courteous off the top?
My word is Olay.
Olay.
Yeah,
you're playing that Olay defense, and it was and also like Olay, like, here, go ahead, take that W. Y'all need it way more than we do. You know? And so it was like, you know, it was Canadian, like a Canadian friendly. We gave him that Canadian service. That Canadian
treatment.
Here's
some maple syrup.
You know, and on the side note, hey, the Lakers, if you ever get tired of LeBron hanging around, just hire Tom Thibodeau away from the Knicks. And that dude will retire that day. He will retire that day because he ain't trying to be on no team with Tom Thibodeau.
Imagine. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have enough knee braces for Thibodeau, that's for sure. Enough steroids to keep up with that shit.
No. Allegedly.
Whatever. Look at
whatever.
Whatever, man. All right, cool. So, Ole and courteous. Courteous, yes. Ole. Yeah. Mine is Knickerbonkers. I don't know if you remember Bonk's Adventure, but it just felt like a cartoon old TurboGrafx-16 sort of vibe where they just got mashed.
Great video game console.
Did you have one?
No, but obviously I had one. Always someone in the neighborhood that had one.
Yeah.
There was always one person in the neighborhood that had
one. I was that one guy.
Okay.
It only had a few games like Splatterhouse and Bonk's Adventure and a few other ones, but
and the Beast game though.
Yes. Also, anyways. Yeah, Knickerbonkers. So, and it was like I compared it to like Mikey did Fredo in Godfather, you know what I mean? It was just it was cold. It was a death. It was gone. And it's done. Anyway, I don't even want to talk about stats. I don't want to talk about what looked good, what looked bad, because you know what, most of it looked bad and it's gonna get worse, and we're not gonna hide that from you listeners. It's gonna get worse, and we've been saying that the last 2 months. It's gonna get bad, but I didn't think it was gonna get this bad.
That's crazy, man. You know, like, because I said maybe about halfway through the season, I said I don't think these guys want to win 30 games.
You did.
And they're definitely not winning 30, but, like, man, are they even going to win 25?
Not if they got anything to do with it.
I mean, this is a serious question, man. I don't even know if they can win 25 games, man.
No. They'd rather be at the club. Be at the club right
now. It's over. They're at the club already.
Yeah.
They just try not to get hurt. You know, everybody's just trying not to get hurt and try not to get indicted. Like, come on, y'all.
Try not to get indicted.
Listen, I'm going to say one thing, though. I'm going to say one quick thing about Jontay Porter, man. Because, like, I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, okay, so let's just assume he did what he did.
And he did, but okay.
We'll just say for argument's sake, he did what he did, right?
Yes.
What they're arguing is that they're arguing that it's a comp or it's a, what do you call it, like a stain on the league, on the integrity of the league.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Is not what the Raptors are doing right now, fucking with the integrity of the league, because we clearly know that they could play dudes, minus RJ. But they're all out for personal reasons and bullshit that they're making up on the injury report. And that's an automatic out. Yeah, yeah, they're just, they're literally trying to lose so that they could keep their pick.
We're helping people's parlay. Like, we're a guarantee on people's parlay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, man, is that not
right? It's the same shit.
Your pencil wrappers in for an L. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just a different way of looking at it. Yeah,
that's all it is, man. So, like, it's weird to me that these guys come out with these FanDuel commercials all the time. Say, you know what?
I'm tired of FanDuel.
Jump on it, man. We'll give you a bonus, 10% sign up, 50% referral. This.
Yeah, but, you're right, A-Rod. The corruption is
blatant. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's out of control.
Yeah, it's out of control.
But if you got a problem, dial 1-800-ADDICT.
Yeah. They always got to throw that in there. Yes. And we're off the hook, baby. We're off the hook, baby.
Jonte's Parlay. It's out of control, man. It's absolutely out of control. And I don't know. It went on steroids this year too. We spoke on it. How you're on League Pass now. You can touch the screen in bed. You're sitting here halftime. You got the announcers talking about it. You got this guy who's got a job, a host at TSN, whose only job is to tell you about it. It's everywhere. And if I have an addictive personality, thank God I haven't done two things: got deep into cocaine and deep into gambling. Because if I would have done those two, if I had a taste for both of those things. Because I had a taste for alcohol for a while, and it was not good for me. But if I had a taste for coke and gambling, my life would be over. I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Oh, I know that for damn sure.
Growing up, the culture was you always wanted to be on the other side of the cocaine. And when it comes to gambling, I remember I got caught up in that in high school. My girl at the time put me on the game on how you shuffle the cards after a certain amount of time, and they go back to a kind of reset. And so... I was like, "Woo, this gambling shit is not for me," because like I'm like you, Poe. I don't do things halfway.
No.
So I was like, "Yeah, the gambling thing could get you. It's like alcohol. It can get you wrecked fast and in a hurry out here. You know,
fast."
I thought you were talking about CeeLo, man. Some dice. Because I remember I used to run that in the cafeteria.
I used to roll dice like a motherfucker for sure. But as far as like. When I was rolling dice, me and my homie were running games on folks, though. I wasn't really gambling. I was hustling, right? Shout out to Flex. But actually just gambling and betting and taking a chance on stuff.
Sitting at home depressed thinking, I hope Golden State wins here. You know what I mean? And I'm put a whole bunch on it.
The only thing I bet on is the NFL because these basketball players, shady.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of shady, so it's good to sleep in a room that's shady. Not a lot of light coming in. It's good to sleep. No screens on. Everything's good. Yeah. It's quiet, right? But you think Jonte Porter? I bet you right now he's having an issue with his sleep. So for Jonte's sake, do you know of anywhere in the city that could help out with a sleep aid, sort of like maybe something we could send Jonte's way, not for addiction and not for gambling or cocaine or anything like that, but to help his sleep? You guys know of anywhere that...
I thought you were talking about gambling. I was about to tell you about the OLG office on Dundas.
Head office in St. Marie, Ontario. Yeah.
Right, but I know a supplement place, man. I heard a good one, man. Huh? Max knows too.
Oh, man, I know the place. Yeah, yeah, that's Popeye's Supplement.
Popeye's Supplements. For all your I need better sleep needs, go into Popeye's, and I'm sure they can help you out with what you need. Jonte, if you're listening, go get some melatonin. They got it there. All right, boys.
Maybe
so you know
even
what
a
that
slot
means.
Machine in the back. Who knows?
Exactly. I can't stop playing this. Jonte's Parlay. Oh, man. That means this is another episode of This or
That.
And even though this was a depressing game against the Knicks, because it was New York, that does make it fun for This or That. So let's have some fun here for a few minutes, and we'll call it a day. All right, boys. So the first one we got here is a fight. All right, and I went to Staten Island for the first one here. Staten Island's finest, Ronaldo Balkman, right here. Remember this boy, right here, Ronaldo.
So energy on guy. His eyelids?
Probably.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
That's crazy.
Ronaldo versus Antonio. Oh, no, that's Ronaldo right there. But Antonio McDice.
Daniel McDice. Hey.
Look at this picture I found. I'm trying to be Jordan. Antonio McDice. Right. So we got Antonio versus Ronaldo Blackman. Blackman. Ronaldo Blackman.
Yeah.
Ronaldo Blackman.
You say it literally. That's literally your name.
Chris Stapps, white guy. So Ronaldo Balkman versus Antonio McDice. Who do you got, A-Rod?
I'm going with McDice, man. Yeah. You know, I remember back in the day, man, McDice was always a solid-looking dude, man.
Yeah, he was one of those hit-the-gym type dudes.
Yeah. He's one of the few guys you could tell that just hit the weight room, man, out of all the
other And he
guys.
Does it while he's in the mirror. He lifts the weights while he's in the mirror.
Yeah.
You think so?
McDice the type of dude, though, that'll, like, that just way. Go do some curls in the squat rack, and he'd just look at you, and you'd be like, hey, it seems reasonable, man.
You get a pass. Yeah, you just give him this look like, all right. All right, cool. So you're going with Antonio. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. This picture right here, this is, I don't know if you guys remember that. That's when Antonio went at KG.
KG, like, bro. None of it. Bro, we all know you. Look at KG, he doesn't want none of that.
No, he didn't want none of it. None of it. Antonio went at him. But, okay, so 1-0 Antonio. So who do you got, Ronaldo or Antonio? Ooh. Max B.
I'm going Ronaldo.
Oh, wait.
Ronaldo looks like the dude asking you for change in the alleyway, and then he jukes you. He looks like a real, like, he looks like he's capable of some real mean shit right here. This dude looks like.
He does.
You know what I mean? Oh. Mike Dice got them injury problems, too.
More B12 than crack right there.
Yeah. McDice got them injury issues. What was it, a bad back?
Yeah. Well, it's too much, like, lifting, no stretching.
Yeah, like, his career got shortened. So, you know, you just punch that dude in the back a couple times and he'd be all right.
You think so?
Take care of him real quick. Sometimes those muscular guys aren't very flexible.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right, so that's you went Ronaldo. Okay.
Yeah, sneaky Ronaldo.
Yeah, I think so. Antonio, I agree fully. I remember he was jacked. He was jacked, and he was tough. The Pistons Antonio and the San Antonio Antonio, they were tough. He was tough. I don't really remember him too much on the Knicks, but I do remember this guy, though. Ronaldo. I do remember him, that he just seemed like he was in the wrong sport. You know what I mean? Ronaldo was just playing the wrong sport. I feel like he should have been outside fighting. You know what I mean? Like, he was choking out dudes in the Euros, and he was just, he was tough. And I think he was just one of those, like, loose cannons. And I think it would be a nice bout, though. That's why I put these two against each other. But I'm going to have to agree with Max on this one, that I think that Antonio, even though he's diesel and he's jacked and ready to go, he's been looking at himself in the mirror a little too much, and Ronaldo hasn't looked in a mirror because all his mirrors are cracked. All his mirrors are cracked or on a table in his living room for other reasons. Puerto Rico!
Hey!
So I'm going to go Ronaldo Balkman.
Okay, this okay. One.
So 2-1. All right, next up, we got a draft. New York point guards. Who do you got here? You got to start your team in Brampton. You got two New York point guards. Who you taking with your first pick? Stephon Marbury, who is from Coney Island. Coney Island's finest.
Shout out to Coney Island.
Shout out to Coney Island. And shout out to
legendary internet
Vaseline.
Moment.
Oh, man. Remember that? I was checking in on that. Everyone was checking in on that.
Bro, it's crazy out here.
Yeah, so Stephon Marbury versus Kemba Walker, who's from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
That's it.
Boogie Dan.
Boom. We got Bronx versus Coney Island. Who do you got? Two legendary New York point guards. Yeah, so who do you got, A-Rod, Steph or Kemba?
I'm going to have to go with a tie, man. I'm going to have to go
with a tie. I like that.
I'm going to give you my reasoning, you know, a little bit. Please do. Too. Listen, I respect the hell out of Kemba, especially for that NCAA run.
Yep.
UConn. That's Connecticut. Like, absolutely legendary. So you give him his cool
that shot.
That. But I will also go with Marbury too, because he was big at the time, and also what he did for the community, man. Those Starburst shoes, man.
$10.
I think that was for big for kids, man, especially for people who can't afford, you know, big time shoes. Good thing.
For sure, like Nike all even makes lower priced versions of their top models, and that's all because of people like Marbury, Olajuwon, Shaquille.
Yeah, that was one of the coolest moves. I remember that.
I'm going to give him some props for that, some major props.
That was dope shit right there, yes.
Yeah. So you're going, sorry, you went for the tie.
I'm going for the tie. I was waiting for your answer.
Ah, I like that. All right, cool. So Steph or Kemba? You know what? For me, I'm going to go with Steph. I'm only going to go with Steph because I just feel like if there wasn't that extra shit with Stephon Marbury, I think he would have been a Hall of Famer. I really do. I just think there was just too much New York, too much ego, too much going on around him. That Marbury space was just too much. It was too much for him. It was too much for his people. It was too much for the Knicks. It was too much for the Timberwolves. It was too much.
But well, I think he messed up with the Timberwolves.
He did. Yeah, I know.
He should have never left KG.
Nope.
And you're still a G, but you messed up.
That's where I was going. I was going there, and it's so true. You just should have never left KG. Mm-hmm. My God, that would have been legendary. So I am still going to go. If I had to start all over, I'm going to put the right people around him and hope it works out. I'm going Stephon Marbury. So, woo! There we go.
Isaiah Thomas tried that.
What's that?
Isaiah Thomas tried that with the Knicks.
Yeah. All right, we're going music this one. We haven't done it in a while, so we got two classic albums, two New York albums that we have spoke on before, and I want to get your take. Which one you're riding with, which one you're putting in your car first, and which one's not getting any play before this one. So first one, CNN, The War Report, Capone, and Noriega, The War Report, which I found the source, Mike, he got four mics. It got four mics. Yeah. So Capone and Noriega, The War Report versus The Infamous. That's all I got to say.
Mob
Deep. Yeah, man, I got to do it. Which it received 4.5 mics in the source at the time. So we got Mob Deep, The Infamous versus Capone and Noriega, The War Report.
Those are the two choices?
That's your two choices, man. What do you got?
I got both those albums sitting right here with me.
if you had to choose, though, and I know it's a hard decision, you could even go just group. You could go Capone and Noriega, Prodigy and Havoc. And not don't have to go album. You can go either way and explain it, but there's your duel.
I'm going to be a little bit of a puss, but I'm going to say a tie again, man. I'm going to let you guys deal with it, man, because I like both those albums specifically for, you know, their own flavor, their own style, still bring that New York heat.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of bangers on each one, plenty of classics. Man, it's tough. It's tough, man. Each guy has their own style. I can't disrespect
them.
So I'm going to go with the tie.
You're going to go with the tie.
Yeah.
All right. Max, who do you got? You got Capone and Noriega or Havoc and Prodigy, Mob Deep?
Definitely going with Havoc and Prodigy. Rest in peace, Prodigy.
Definitely going, yes, rest in peace.
Shout out to Future for putting Prodigy on his the album he just dropped. He had Future hosting the album. I mean, he had Prodigy hosting the album. And so for an OG like me, it was just good to hear Prodigy talk that shit, you know what I'm saying? That was real good to hear. Like when the Infamous album popped, like maybe about 1,000 rappers came out of Queensbridge after that. I mean, these guys set off a match like, boy, Wu-Tang was big, Boot Camp was big, Redman and Death Squad was big. I think they were Hit Squad. They were Hit Squad them times. But when Mobb Deep dropped,
my God,
it was on and popping. The new era was here. New York was back. Queensbridge was the embarrassment that Karis One put them through back in the 80s.
Was gone.
Manhattan keeps on making it, and Brooklyn keeps on taking it. Bronx keeps creating it, and Queens keeps on faking it. Like, they had to live with that. all the way until this album came out.
Man. Yeah. All right, so you're going Mobb Deep. And it's true, man. That's one of the albums I got off Columbia House that I never paid for. $16 free for $1. I didn't even pay my dollar. Mm-hmm. Whatever that was, I can't remember. But all right, so you're going with Mobb Deep. Absolutely, man.
Shout out to Tragedy, who was big on the CNN Tragedy, album.
Yes.
And shout out to Big Noid, who had one of the greatest intros ever.
Ever.
With, wish I had three different faces. I got three different cases. I got to be in three different places and all that. Oh, it was just an amazing intro.
Even Hell on Earth. Hell on Earth, Nighttime Vultures.
Yeah, Hell on Earth. I love Hell on Earth, man. I love Hell on Earth. I love Murder Music. I love...
So that HMV 1899. Oh,
great. Great stuff. So they came out of nowhere, too. Nobody ever heard of nothing from them guys. They didn't have any build-up. They just... Boom, classic Capone album.
And Noriega.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they came out of nowhere.
They didn't do no features. It wasn't nothing. No build-up. They just, classic album. Who are these guys?
And good shout-out to say Tragedy, because Tragedy, he did that.
Yeah,
he
Tragedy was that. Big on that album. Big on that album.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what did he say? He had that line about dude with that Nas was having his issues with, Cormega.
Uh-huh.
Something Cormega. Anyways, I'm gonna go with man, it's too heavy. It's too heavy. It's way too heavy. Man, I love both these albums. You know what? I've never done it. I gotta stand on it though. I'm such a Nori fan. I'm such a Nori fan. I love Prodigy, I love Havoc. Havoc's beats are crazy. Havoc's production.
His beats and his hooks. And his hooks, too.
His hooks are crazy. Mm-hmm. And the fact Prodigy was just, he was so sick and he was going through all of that. And he was just, he always said, and he opened people's minds. He said some shit that nobody was saying. And
he kept saying some shit.
You know what I mean? It wasn't crazy.
He was heavier. He was heavier than Jay-Z. And when you look back at it, he might have been more impactful than Nas. I remember me and Fame used to argue. Like, how could you possibly think Prodigy's a better rapper than Nas? But now I look back on it, and it's like, it's much closer. It's much closer.
His solo album, what was it, HNIC?
He had
that song near the bottom about my pain. Yes. He was talking about the pain he's been through his whole life.
That's
and
a
the
great
pills.
Song.
Yeah, that song right there. Oh,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
So you know what? Just for that, I was going to go War Report. That song where he's talking about his pain and when he was a kid and they had to send him to the hospital and the medicine wasn't working is like that hit. Hearing him talk like that, so you know what? Yeah, I'm going Mobb Deep. I'm going Mobb Deep. I didn't think I was going to do that, and I was going to go the tie, but this is all over the place, man.
I got to say one more thing, quick thing though.
Yeah.
I didn't hear no Mobb Deep on the N1 mixtape though. CNN was on that, man. Irrevincible, untouchable. Man. CNN.
Yes.
Mobb Deep did not have the high energy music.
No.
CNN definitely had the high energy stuff.
But I mean, when you heard that on N1, you were like, God damn, this is like glorious,
man.
Yeah, because Nori came through with
this tune, man.
Nori was coming.
Channel 10, man. Oh man. Yeah, and then they did the LA.
My favorite song on that album is Sticky.
Where Capone went, it was Capone's tune, wasn't it? Where is it? Yeah, Sticky.
Yeah. No, that one, sorry, that one's on a long, long intro.
Yeah, it does. Anyways. Alright, so we went Ty, Mobb Deep. And Mobb Deep. Ooh, okay, here we go. So two ties for you. I hope you can break this tie thing you're on right now, Ava. All right. Last one, we got shout outs. So, no, you're stuck on the tie thing. So shout outs here. Wilson Chandler. I just wanted to give a shout out to Wilson Chandler because I remember watching him play in Denver. I'm like, he's still in the league? Like, I felt like he was playing basketball forever. He just kept playing and playing and kept producing. And that's the thing. It's like he got better and better and better as his career went on. I just remember, and then all of a sudden he was gone. But big shout out to Wilson Chandler. I was a fan. And Allen Houston. I want to give a shout out to that beautiful shot of Allen Houston's, man. daggers, just daggers. And you mentioned it before. He would have been a legend. He would have been. What was that commercial again, Ara? Yeah, you mentioned it in an episode
or two ago. He's on fire, and the sprinkler started coming on as he's shooting. Yes. That was one of the greatest commercials I've seen as a kid, man.
Yeah. So, shout out Alan Houston.
I remember they used to show videos of just him shooting because his form was so pure.
That's what I'm saying. Pure. Beautiful. I always worked on my shot. I always thought I had a nice shot. I always worked on everything to do with my shot, my shot, my shot. And I always looked at Alan Houston as one of those guys that had that shot. So salute to you, Alan Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the last shout out, I just want this one, man. Rest in peace. The slickest, possibly, I think he was the coolest, slickest dude in the game.
Oh, come on. Forget about it.
Come on, man, Walt Frazier.
Clyde Frazier, man.
The slickest. Do you think probably the slickest in the game?
George Gervin was pretty slick.
Iceman. Yeah, but this
guy, Clyde Frazier, yeah, he was the slickest because he got the nickname. He got the sneakers.
Yes.
And because of those sneakers, we end up getting Jordans.
And look at this, like, Just for Men commercial, the hip hoopster.
Yeah. Like,
I wasn't alive when he was playing, and I was definitely too young to catch the tail end of it.
None of us were alive the last time the Knicks won a championship.
But it's pretty awesome that he's still doing the commentary, right?
Yeah, he's still in the commentary. He still kills you with the blazer. Sometimes he'll give you the whole thing. Yeah. And he looks like a pimp out of Detroit in 75 every night. Look, there you go.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Still looks good for his age, man. Still looks good for his age.
God damn, did I say rest in peace? No, didn't I?
You did? Nah, he's still doing the games.
God damn, didn't I?
He's still doing the games and he rhyming all the time and stuff with the fancy suits.
I'm such an idiot. Yeah, no, you're right. I don't know why I said that. I just looked at this picture. I'm like, hey.
Oh, man.
he must be gone. This man playing in the 1800s with that peace basket.
My bad. Like, it's just I saw all black and white pictures. I'm like, oh, shit, this is like some Elvis shit. But, okay. But, yeah, I think he's still the slickest in the game. Every time I see him, exactly what you're saying. I see him on TV, on TNT or whatever, at NBA, on NBC type vibe, where he is just suited and booted and ready to roll, man. And he was slick on the basketball court, too. He was an absolute legend on and off the court. And those mutton chops, look at those sideburns. God damn, we just cut it off right at the chin. Man.
Well, that was an era where it was all about style. The whole
it's all
era.
About the mutton, baby. It's all about the mutton.
You ended right collars. Here. Yo, look at those collars, man.
Goldfish in the heel of your shoe.
Goldfish in the heel of your shoe.
You know, top hats.
That's a classic, man.
Belt
man.
Buckles on the hat. You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff.
With your bottom bitch by your side. Yeah. All right. Well, Clyde Frazier, you're still alive. So keep doing what you're doing, man. All right. So that's it for this or
that.
And Jonte, go to Popeyes, get yourself some sleep, and lay off what's the betting site called again? FanDuel. Get off FanDuel. All right. So we're going to go around the NBA here. We got a few things, and then we're going to get out of here. First things first. Kelly Oubre last night just may have made a few new fans. So there was a non-call by three refs. Fuck your grandmother. Fuck your auntie. What are you saying, right?
Everything you stand for.
You a bitch. You a bitch. Your mom's a bitch. Your dad's a bitch. And your grandma's a bitch, too.
And then they apologized officially the next day.
My favorite was when he apologized. He's like, I'm sorry I lost my cool. I'm a man
no,
of God.
No, the league actually apologized.
He said, I'm a man of God.
He's like,
Man. Yeah, you men of God are some real shiesty motherfuckers, man. You the ones we gotta watch. Y'all the ones we gotta watch the closest, man. You crooked ass preachers.
I'm gonna use that line, man. Go overboard. I'm a man of God. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh, I would have preferred if he's like, I don't apologize for nothing. Fuck these guys, man.
Fuck them.
I would have enjoyed it, man. Because that was a bullshit call.
Yeah, and the league admitted that they made a mistake the next day, so he should have just stood on it. Like,
Well, A-Rod just showed me the clip. I didn't. I watched the clip of you're a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch, but I didn't see the non-call. I just saw the yeah, come on, you are a bitch, ref. Like how
he jumped in the era we're in. In the era we're in, you have to have everything with a look at everything with a shady eye now, you know?
Yeah. Well, Jonte probably had 80K on that game, too.
Okay. Hey.
Who knows? All right. Shaq got caught. Well, he was on camera. He was asked about what was it again? Shaq was asked something about.
Who's your favorite player to watch?
Who's your favorite player to watch? And he said, Ben Simmons is my favorite player to watch. Why did he say Ben Simmons? Our favorite. Ben Simmons, we're a fan of Ben Simmons on this pod. What did he say?
Because he wants to know how to make $80 million without playing no motherfucking games.
I'm with you, Shaq. When I saw that, I'm like, ah, fuck Ben Simmons, man. They put up a colored pie chart. I saw live on air of how many games he's played in all of his career, and yellow was the games played and red was the not. It was almost an entire red circle, just a little piece of pie was yellow.
Look at this dude.
Like, how is this guy still in the league, man?
Nah, he ain't in it. After next year, he ain't in it, man. I guarantee you that.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody will take the chance on him, like, oh, you know, maybe we could play defense sparingly or whatever. He's going to basically turn into Matisse Thybulle, you know? One of those guys that'll come in for some shit team just to play defense minutes here and there and then never do anything.
Yeah, he might like bounce back in after we forgot about him for a while, but I'd rather grab a dude from the YMCA, man.
Exactly. Who's going to take and who's going to pay Ben Simmons in the league? Think of one team that's going to do that. I don't even know. Like, who would do that? Orlando? Like, who's?
Nope.
Nobody.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that.
Charlotte would. What?
But Charlotte's bad already. They're going to take some more bad on? Like,
yep, because that's the way they roll, man. That's the what they do roll. In Charlotte. and last thing, this isn't even basketball, but I had to put it out here. I'm like, you talk about hustlers, right? Mm-hmm. And you talk about guys that are just, you know, they get the hustler in them. And I just, in one of my podcasts, I have to throw it out here because I don't know if you guys heard about this, but you know what Trump is selling now? You know how he was selling shoes?
Yeah, that was hilarious when I seen that today.
He's selling Bibles.
He's selling Bibles.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. The American...
the like, God Bless America James? Bible.
Yeah.
St. James Bible. Like,
his social media thing went public. I think he made like $3 billion in it.
Something
in,
like that. One day. Man.
Bro, this dude is America rap. Remember that movie with with Warren Beatty and he was playing like a... like an exaggerated version of somebody running for office.
I can see it. I don't remember the name though.
It's a really old movie and it was trash, but man, it's hilarious watching this play out, man. It's all a TV show.
It's just his likelihood. I guess it's not him. I guess it's somebody else. It's under somebody else, but it's rolling through his.
Yeah, did you see Mike Tyson's new bites? Mike bites.
Mike
bites. And they're shaped like ears. You didn't see that?
No.
Bro, this is what's going on out here, baby. Like, this is what's going on out here. People are selling Bibles and Mike Bites edibles. They're edibles. Edible gummies bites, that look Mike like ears. Bites.
I thought bikes like a bicycle.
That's no, like an Mike ear. Bites. He's selling edibles that look like ears.
Oh, it's brilliant. That's brilliant.
He needs to give Evander Holyfield a piece of that money, though.
Yeah, he does. He does. Poor Vanner, he's in church right now.
Bibles and gummies. Get your Bibles, get your gummies.
Oh, that should have been the name of this episode, Bibles and Gummies. Oh, I love it, man. Well, that's it, boys. So next up, we got Bibles and Gummies, man. That's going to be stuck in my head. It was Podcasters and Gamblers last time. And I was Bibles and Gummies. You had me dying when you said that, by the way. Podcasters and Gamblers are the only ones watching this game.
It's true, though.
It's true. And fantasy, guys. So next up is Sunday. Raptors have Philly. Speaking of Kelly Oubre, Kelly Oubre is going to come in and his God-fearing self to Toronto this Sunday, April 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
maybe
we'll
have a Trump Bible with him.
Bible on his pillow in his hotel. God bless America. 6 p.m. this Sunday. What do you want? Let's just say, do you think the over-under, for Jonte's sake, what do you think? I think it's going to be somewhere around...
Oh, he's still on the team.
I think it's gonna be 170 to 100, and like you said, 106. Mm-hmm. I think that's gonna be the score.
Honestly, it's gonna be a colossal beatdown.
Yeah, it is.
Because Philly is still in that race where they're like trying to, you know, maintain seating.
Jokes aside,
So they're actually gonna just come through and just beat the shit out of us.
Like, didn't Embiid come back?
Oh, it's gonna be bad. Didn't
Embiid come back?
I think Embiid's coming back in like 2 weeks or something.
Oh, okay.
Probably for 5 minutes before he cries.
Oh man. Second round knockout.
Cannabis.
Look, they're gonna get knocked out in the second round, maybe the first, depending on where they finish up and who they play.
Mm.
And you know what people will say in Philly? People will say this. Oh, if only Embiid was, you know, not injured the whole season or whatever. Give me some shit like that. And it's like, listen, it don't matter if he's injured or healthy, because this is who he is at the end of the day.
Yes, preach.
That is the genetic makeup of this man. He is not a winner.
No, like, sir.
It's just, I'm sorry, I think he's a great player. Phenomenal player. You know, MVP, well deserved. But listen, he ain't a winner, man. It is what it is. And you combine that with Nick Nurse, who needs to ride off of winners to win.
Oh, Nick. It ain't happening. Catching strays.
He is catching strays.
Man, Nick, duck Nick.
Have you seen that 50 Cent meme where he's like, what'd he say fuck me for? That's Nick Nurse watching this.
And Nick's like, I didn't do anything wearing his own branded hat. Oh, man. Well, what about you, Max? What are you hoping for? What do you got your hand on the Trump Bible hoping for?
Bro, this is just bad all around. I'm knocked out of the playoffs in my fantasy league, so I don't care what Maxi scores.
I'm about to.
I
don't care what Maxi scores.
Embiid's about to shoot 50 free throws on us and score 75 points. You know, it's going to be a 4-hour game because all the damn free throws. And we're just going to get to a slow burn. It's going to be a slow burn, yeah?
Paul Reed's going to get 60 rebounds. Watch. He's got his career high in rebounds. Oh, that's so funny.
I'm enjoying this, man.
Man, so, yeah, I just want to see – I do want to see them get absolutely destroyed. I want to see the Raptors get smacked just because, you know, this was coming to them and this is what you asked for. And so, hey, look to NBA draft.net and keep an eye on that draft board and see what the Raps are going to get next year, because the season is about to end, rightfully so. And let's start thinking draft. Let's start thinking playoffs and get your Bible tight, boys, because, you know, once the NBA draft happens, we'll see if you get what you want. Boys, I don't know if there's anything else you want to throw into the mix, but... I think that's it, and I feel terrible for saying rest in peace to Clyde Frazier.
Jeez, out here killing folks.
Speeding up time, and
Ronaldo,
man.
Black man. Jesus, Ben, get your shit together, Hoopo. All right, boys. Well, that's that. Let's call it a night. And I'm gonna jump into my what's that? Oh no, I wanted to ask. That's what I wanted to ask you. Anyways, A-Rod, go. What?
I was gonna say quickly, everybody, if you're listening, hit Jontay Porter on the over because this his career is over.
Quickly. Speaking of, you said second round knockout. I said cannabis. Who won that battle, Cannabis or Cool J, LL Cool J, when that happened? Who do you have winning that battle?
Well, I once talked to a battle rapper and I asked him, yo, how you take all them disses in your face and don't punch people out, you know? Because I make music, but the battle rap thing, I never understood it. And he was like, no, it got nothing to do with the person you're actually battling. You're just trying to win the crowd. And the person in front of you is just a something like to rap about.
Yes.
You know? So that's why you don't take it personal, because they're just, you know, like you're trying to win the crowd. And I was like, so that's why I'll give it to LL Cool J, because you can never beat the crowd. LL Cool J is always going to win the crowd.
Yeah.
Ladies love LL.
They do. They do.
It's like, come on, Cannabis. When the ladies are screaming for LL, how are you going to win that rap?
He's doing memories. Even if
dudes think you won, they'll say LL so they can get some pussy tonight. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, not that much pussy in Windsor.
What do you say, A-Rod?
Oh man, I still stick with LL, man. Yeah. LL, like, come on, longevity, man.
And he gave us classes.
Come on, man. Listen, LL's the only man that a lot of the old school dudes would be like, nah, nothing real fishy about that when he's licking his lips.
Yeah.
Yo, guys will give him a pass for that, man.
They can get away with stuff back then. That was crazy.
They'll defend him. They'll defend him on that shit until their deathbed, man.
He had a few music videos with peep shows.
Yeah.
Different level. Like, well, we can't get away with that stuff. It's true. Those guys are legends. That's a good point.
I had the CD single of Second Round Knockout, and I was like, okay. Produced by Wyclef. Wyclef produced that.
Oh, too. Wow. Okay.
And, but I'm still, I'm going with Cool J. I was actually a fan of LL Cool J.
Obama said Knock You Out album is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And last thing, I was at the barbershop again and getting my beard just cleaned up nice. And all the youngsters, right? And they had my barber, he's like 22, Filipino guy. And he's like, yeah, so what do you think about this Puff Daddy, Diddy?
Jeez,
I'm like, yeah, that's from my generation. I mean, yeah, I've always seemed a little suspect, you know, back in the day with him. But we kind of just, you know, oh, that's Puffy. He just does that. Right? He's a producer.
He's a producer. He's a party guy.
He goes, you know what they're calling him now? Oh, I go, I don't know. What are they calling him now? He's like, they're calling him the Diddler.
Yeah. I heard that. P. Diddler, man.
The Diddler. Method Man had a great song called The Riddler. Oh, they remixed it to the Diddler.
Yeah. So, Diddy, I don't know, man. This is feeling a little Epstein-ish, buddy. I don't know what's happening with you, man.
Feeling a little Epstein-ish. It's feeling a little whole. It's crazy. They might just off this guy. You know too many people, man.
Can't stop, won't stop. This was another episode of Can't Stop, Won't Stop, the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast. And we are your hosts, El Hoopo, Max P, and A-Rod. We hope you enjoyed yourself. And if you did, hit like and subscribe. And please come back for more. And you can go catch the full video on YouTube. We also got those short clips for you low attention span motherfuckers.